Okay, let's get into Sefer Yirmiyahu Paraches as we continue talking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Navi starts off with this parak by saying a terrible curse that's going to come onto Klal Yisrael, that not only will they be killed, but a lot of the earlier graves will be dug up and the bodies strewn across the land. Be'esahi, the Navi starts off, Noam Hashem, Yotziu es atzmos malchi Yehuda, es atzmos sar, es atzmos kohanim. Everybody, all the earlier kings and the kohanim, obviously the ones that did avodah zarah and did not follow Hashem, es atzmos hanavim, es atzmos yoshiv Yerushalayim, kivrehem. They'll all be taken out, ushtachu, and they'll be spread out across the sun and the moon. Asher ahivum, asher avadum, that they love, that they worship. Asher holchu acharem, that they went after them. Asher drashum, that they seek them. Asher shtachavu lahem, all of these they'll be strewn out in front of them. What's the purpose of this? What was the purpose of undoing the graves? Why would the Anshei Bavel, you know, not only destroy the Beis HaMikdash and destroy Am Yisrael, but take out the graves? So the Mesudas David just says, Levazosam, right? To disgrace them. Part of the Bizayon, part of the lowering of Am Yisrael was doing this. The Das Mikra even suggests that in the days of old, that was part of how enemies showed their victory, or how they express thanks to their gods. Umatzinu b'mekoras chitzoniim al ha'ashurim shenagu lahotzi es meisei oivehem mikevrehem. That's what they did. They undid the kfaris. Umistavish hakazdim yorshem asu kamosam. It was the Babylonians. It was the Ashurim. Right, a terrible thing. Right, undoing the graves. That is what was what they did, and this is what is foretold by Yirmiyahu HaNavi. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadivav, has a little different shot. The Gemara says there that Ammon and Moab were bad neighbors for Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Tzadivav Amid Beis, towards the bottom. Says the Gemara, let's just find it. Amar Ula, Ammon and Moab, Shivivi Bishi the Yerushalayim Havi. Ammon and Moab were bad neighbors. What happened? Once they heard the Nevi'im prophesizing that Babel was going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, they sent messages to Nebuchadnezzar, come, there's been prophecies that you could come, there's nobody here. So he says, what do you mean? I'm scared. You know, that's going to, just like the people before me were destroyed, Sancheriv. They say, don't worry, the Tzadikim have left. They have left, and there's nobody here defending them. Shalach lu hadri rishoy b'tshuva. What do you mean, the rishoyim here? They're going to do tshuva. Says Ammon and Moab, no, they're not going to do tshuva. Just come. Says Nebuchadnezzar, but it's the winter now. Where am I going to stay? Sisva havev lomatzina da'asi mitalgo mimitra. Where am I going to get protection from? From the snow and the rain. Says Ammon and Moab, don't worry. The grave caves of Am Yisrael are a great place to be. You'll just dig up the graves. Shalchu lake kivros shalahem meulin miplatrin shalcha ba'ezahi, and the our pasuk is quoted. Rachmana litzlan ba'ezahi no Hashem yotziu es atzmos malchi Yehud ve'atzmos sarav v'chulu, and they'll be stretched out across the yam. So as part of the punishment, but again, says the Gemara, that Ammon and Moab were the ones that convinced Nebuchadnezzar, you know what, these are great places to use for places to protect yourselves and the soldiers. There might be a deeper idea here also, besides the Bizayon, but part of the Onesh of not being buried is an idea that the circle of life is not closed. We discussed in the past a thought from the Mitzvah HaMelech, Rav Cement, did a Sefer on Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he discusses the Rambam gives different impressions. On the one hand, we know Kfur is a Mitzvah HaSeh Daraisa. It's a Mitzvah Daraisa, and not to leave the body overnight, based on Psukim and Chumash. And yet, the Rambam in Hilchas Avel, in Perek Yudalan, quotes Mitzvah HaSeh Darabanan, and he quotes Hakadosh Baruch Hu Arachim, Bikur Cholim, Levayas Hameis, and Kfura. Kfur is part of the Mitzvah Darabanan, all under the rubric of Avzarecha Kamocha. But what do you mean it's Darabanan? Kfur is Daraisa, number one. Number two, sometimes the Rambam writes that it's a mitzvah upon everyone to bury, and other times it says Meiso, right? If you in Sanhedrin, Perek Tesvav, Halacha Ches, Kol HaMeilanes Meiso over below Saseh. So what do you mean, meso? It sounds like you're dafka the karo, but I thought it's a general mitzvah of gemilas chesed. See, is it just the relatives, or is it anybody? Is it daraisa? Is it the rabbanon? And one other idea. There's Havaminas in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that maybe Kfura can be done not in the ground. Kamashwan is Dafke in the ground. So what exactly is the message? So he develops based on, says the mitzvah Reish Lamed Aleph. Mitzvah Zaseh Reish Lamed Aleph. Based on the Medrash in Breis. Ad Shuvcha El Ha'adama Ki Mimenu Lukachta. Amar Le'akadosh Baruch Hu. Kometz Ofer Shel Adama She Nivreis Mimenu Lokzula Biyatcha Ki Oferata V'yel Ofer Tashuv. What does that mean? Mevur lefize the yisod din kvura hanilma mehakra kvura that's learned out from this pasuk ki afar ata v'afar tashuv. It's not at root chesed and gemilas chasadim. Eladin bechefza da hameis ton kvura. The body needs to be returned to its source. Kivan to offer ata dinos yashuv offer. Separate from the mitzvah of chesed, that the machayev is the, like all mitzvahs bin adam lachavero. But it's a din of the body being returned. So suggest the mitzvah samelach. Gama rambam svirole, the yisod mitzvah kvura, jimena torah lamidik milas chesed. The ultimate din daraisa is that the chefza shemeis ton kvura. Chazal remosif a din darabanan regarding mitzvahs bin adam lachavero. Gemilas chesed. Chutz mihad the neschayev look for a mace midin a mace at smoton kvura. Is nobu gam midin gemilas chesed lahaniftar, either mishum minias bizayon or mishum kapara, but maybe that's the darais and the drabanan, and that's the chilik between the relatives and everyone else. But if all this is the case, and there are other rias to this as well, then maybe that's what's being undermined by somebody who is not being buried, or buried and then taken out, the cycle of life, returning the body to where it came from, right? Such a bizayon. Right, that's part of the punishment that is being inflicted here on Klal Yisrael who rejected Avodas Hashem. So that's how Yirmiyahu starts off our perek, that at that time they'll all be undone. It's interesting, if you look at the end of Pasuk Aleph, towards the end, it says all the bodies will be taken out, all of the Yoshvei Yerushalayim. Usually, we know that Yerushalayim is how it's written in the middle of the Pasuk, and when it is at a Esnachta or a Sof Pasuk, it switches to Yerushalayim, like Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim, and many different words that switch and become a Kametz at an Esnachta or at the end of a Pasuk. Here it has Yerushalayim, there's no Esnachta here. There's no Esnachta here, so why is there a Kametz, second to last word of the Pasuk? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his classic style, the idea of making it a kametz, which is making it a longer sound, right, causing a break, is not a din in a snachta or a din in a sof pasuk. It's about the biggest break in the pasuk. Says Rabbi Yaakov, look at this pasuk. There's no pause. At that time, all these bones are going to be rooted out from their kever. So it's really one phrase until the last word. The bones of Yehuda and the kings and the Nevi'im and Yerushalayim, Mikivrayim. So the second to last word in the pasuk is really the first time to take a pause, and that is why, says the Rabbi Yaakov, that's where you have a kametz there. And he says, you have other examples of this, but if you look in Rabbi Yaakov, in Parshas Baloscha, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael as a pasach b'moado. Also there, there's Pesach changed to Pasach, and it's not based on an Asachta, right? It's just Bimmo Ado, right? So therefore, there too, the biggest break in the Pasuk is in that spot, right? At the beginning of Bahaloschi talks about this, and that's why it's a Kametz even without an Asachta. And he quotes other examples of this, as Rabbi Yaakov, we know, has the unbelievable eye of on Dikduk, Zegufa HaKlal, Shehamafsik Achi Gadol, Bepasuk, Kishe'ein Asnachta, Kocho Ke'asnachta, Laha'arich Es HaTnua. And therefore, that's what happened in our Pasuk as well. Finally, the Malbim reads these two Pasukim together, right? All the bodies are going to be strewn, and then Pasuk Beis describes all the different ways that people connect to the Avodah Zarah, right? If you love them, if you fear them, if you bow down to them, if you seek them out, if you copy them. That's what all these verbs are saying in all these phrases. Asher Ehavum, they're going to be thrown out to the in front of the idols who they love. Vasher Avadum, that's Yira. Vasher Holchachran, those who they try to copy. L'histamos l'midoseyem. Darshimim, l'dasa asidos v'anistaros. Any way that they serve the Avodah Zarah, that is how they are going to be served. So those are the first two psukim in the parak, where there's a lot to talk about in those psukim. V'nivchar maves mechayim, we continue now, pasuk gimel. L'kol asher etz anishurim. Everybody that's left would rather be dead. It's going to be so terrible at that time. Min ha-mishpacha ra'azos. V'chol ha-makom os anisharim, asher idachtim sham, nu ma-shem svakos. It's all going to be at a time where people are going to realize what they've done. V'yamar ta'alem ko amar Hashem ha-yiplu v'lo yakumu. Have you fallen and you can't get up? Im lo yashuv v'lo yashuv? What does this pasuk mean? Many different pshatim. Rashi, Radak, some say it means, if you do tshuva, will he not accept your tshuva? Of course he will accept your tshuva. Or maybe it's the opposite. If you do tshuva, it's not going to be accepted. V'lo yashuv, it's too late. It's going to happen, right? Or, Rashi quotes, the second day out, aren't you going to return to falling? Are you going to do tshuva? You're going to fall again because you're not being truthful in the tshuva. Madua shova amazeh Yerushalayim mishuva nitzachas. Why does Yerushalayim give such a resounding eternal answer? Hechziku b'tarmis, they grabbed onto their falsehood. Me'anu lashuv, they refused to do tshuva. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Kufhei quotes on this pasuk, tshuva mishuva nitzachas, that Bnei Yisrael are going to have all the answers to all the Nevi'im that come. All the Nevi'im that come, they're going to say, chazru b'tshuva. And they're going to say, what do you mean chazru b'tshuva? Why? They said, well, where are your forefathers that the Nevi'e Sheker? Didn't they die? They're not here anymore. And they'll say, well, where are your forefathers? They also passed on. They will have answers to everything. Or another pshat, they say, tshuva, I'm a chizru b'tshuva, I'm a lo evit shemachru rabo, v'isha shagir shabai lo klum yishla zel zeh klum, we're avadim uru v'chanetzar. Hashem divorced us, we're finished. And what's the answer? And your Mayo says, and Yeshayo says, no, they weren't. But they will, you weren't divorced, and you weren't separated forever. But they, us, we are going to have all the answers in the world to defend our evil ways. Hikshafti vo eshma lo chen yedaberu. I have heard, and they've spoken inappropriately, untruth. Ein ish nicham al ra'aso. Nobody feels bad about their ra'a. The Malbim says they feel bad that they were caught. They feel bad that they're punished. That's what they feel bad about. They're not nicham al ha-ra'a. They're just nicham al ha-onesh, says the Malbim. Ki b'vol em per anios, oz heim shavim midarkam, aval ein mischartim al ro'a ma'aseya mitzal atzmam. They don't think about their evil ways itself. Ad she yisvade al ma'asav ha-ra'im mitzal atzmam. They're not doing vidui. Rak mischartim u misonanim al ha-nezek she'igia lamadei ma'aseya. They're just upset that they're being punished. They're sad. They're upset at what they did because they're being punished. The Sefer Yikarim quotes this pasuk and says, as the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, right, the first step of Tshuva is Hakaras Achet, but brought to verbal responsibility. Ein ish nicham al raso lemar me'asisi. Nobody's saying that. It's in the Sefer Yikarim, Mamar Dalet, Perachavav. Tshuva is b'machshava, b'dibur, u'b'maisa. Machshava, you got to realize what I did wrong, and then b'dibur. The second step, you have to do that. Hacharata mevur b'neviim ha'isa hachrachis l'tshuva. Ama Yirmiyo, einish nicham al raso lemar ma'asisui. Va'vidui mefurash patora v'isvaduas chatasam asher asu. We have to do the vidui, and if we don't have the vidui, we're not going to get anywhere. And that's what Yirmiyo is saying, that einish nicham al raso lemar ma'asisui. Nobody's saying that. Nobody's saying what they did wrong. And that, as we know, the Rambam says, the three parts of vidui. I did it. I'm sorry I did it, and I'm not going to do it again. The three parts in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, and that is not being done, says Yirmiyahu. Kulo shav bimrutzasam, they're all continuing in their running in evil ways, kesus shotef bamelchama, like a horse that is zooming in war. A horse not thinking, just a horse galloping. Imagine stop trying to get a horse to stop galloping. It can't, the horse zooms. So that's what we're doing in our Ra'ah. It's exactly what the Mesul Sharm talks about. So we know we've mentioned often, right? And there's no Zahirus, right? That's what the Yetzirah exactly tries to do. He tries to get us not to think. That's what he discusses in Perek Beis, in the beginning of the Ramchal and Mesulas Yesharim. Achas mitachpulos yetzahara, va'armaso lahachbid avodaso batmidus, alibos bnei adam, achalo yisharlam revach lizbonei. We don't think about what we're doing, and we're just acting in terrible ways, and we're just like a horse. So shote famulchama, gam chasida bashamayim, and Yirmiyahu continues and says, animals, other animals at least have certain instinct. We don't even have that. Gam chasida bashamayim yada moadeha. The chasida, the stork, knows its times. Vitar v'sisva agur shamru es isbo ana. V'ami lo yadu es amishpar hazeh. The basic rules of being human, right? My aunt doesn't know. Right? Rashi connects this pasuk to the pasuk in the first parak of Yeshayahu. Right? Yadar shar korneo v'chamor evus ba'alav. Right? That basic animals know. They have basic akaras atov, basic gratitude, basic instinctual elements, and we don't even have that, says the Radak. We even have seichel. We don't just have instinctual movements, but we are even worse than the animals. Eicha tomru, another eicha. Eicha tomru. How could you say? Hashem says to us, Chacham manachnu, v'torat Hashem itanu. We're wise. We have Torah. Acheni l'sheker asa eight sheker sofrim. Right, it's falsehood. What's falsehood? How do you understand exactly this pasuk? The Radak says, the Malbim says, you could have all the chachma in the world, but if you don't base it on Torah, if Torah isn't the root, then the chachma could be warped and misguide the individuals. That's what he's saying here. Chachamim, you're saying you're chachamim, but chachma bagoyim tamin. But Torah b'gayim al tamim, but it has to be based on Torah. Based on Torah. Sheker asa, eight sheker sofrim. What does this mean? That the scribes are false? You're learning Torah, but you're not connecting to Torah. You're not living Torah. You could have it in your mind. Right? Hovishu chachamim, chatu v'yilakedu. The wise people are caught. Hinei b'dvar Hashem ma'asu. They have been said that Hashem's ways are disgusting. The chachma spelem. So what chachma? What does it do good for you? So number one, you have wisdom, but it's not rooted in Torah, and the Torah doesn't affect the chachma that is learned. Number two, Reb Nevenzahl discusses in Shmos on page Samates and Ayin that if you have Torah as an intellectual pursuit, but we don't live it, that's what Yirmiyahu is saying here. Bidvar Hashem ma'asu, the chachma ma'alam. You have the chachma, but bidvar Hashem ma'asu. You don't want to live based on Torah. Where it says Reb Nevenzahl, kasher haTorah nisheres bitchum ha'iyuni greida, ve'eino yoredes al olam ha'maisa, where it doesn't go down to olam ha'maisa. That's what it says here. He says that's a recipe for disaster. If I'm just learning for learning's sake and not to make it part of my life, we have to make sure that our learning is not just to have an intellectual pursuit, but to make it part. Make it part of our lives. The Netziv even notes here, the Netziv in the Kidmas HaEmek, in the third part, the Netziv, the Sheiltos, has a couple of Akdamas. They used to be printed separately, now it's all together, but in the Kidmas HaEmek, in the third Chelek, he discusses that whenever somebody learns, and they think of a Chiddush, and there's a Rav, he should write notes. He should write notes for himself, write things down, don't wait till the time comes, and then you try to remember everything. And he quotes this Pasuk, that if somebody just waits and says, no, I'll remember everything when I come to it, says the Netziv, that's a recipe for disaster. No, you have to, at that time, you might be biased based on the situation, you might not remember all of the issues involved, says the Netziv, it's very important to take notes. That's even what the Marsha says, right? You know, the Gemara in two places, in Babasra Daf Yud, and Ksubas Ayin Zayin, discusses Ashrei Mi Shebala Kan V'Tamud Biyado. Rav Chinin Bar Papa was at the end of his life, the Malach HaMavis comes to him and says, no, it's time. Rav Chinin Bar Papa says, could you please give me a month? Give me a month, I want to chazer my learning. What do you want to chazer your learning for? He says, Ashrei Mi Shebala Kan V'Tamud Biyado. I want to chazer my learning. So what's Tamud HaBiyado? So the Marsha, I think, is in Baba Basra on Daf Yud. The notebooks. Our notebooks are coming with us, because that shows that we think it's important. We wrote things down. So says the Netziv on this Pasuk, right? It's if you don't write things down, then it's we're not going to remember when the time comes. Continuing. Lachain says Hashem. You learn Torah, but you don't live Torah. Lachain etenes teshayim lacherim. So those same liyarshim, I'm going to give away your wives, your fields. Ki mikaton va'gadol kulo botzea batza. Nobody's honest. Minavi ad kohen kulo osa sheker. Right? They're all falsehood. Vayirapu. They cause healing. They say, don't worry about it. That shever basami on the kalalemar. Shalom, shalom. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. They give false impressions that it's all going to be okay. The ain shalom, and there is no shalom. And then the second half of this parak starts the haftorah for Tisha B'Av. There's no sefer that's more appropriate to land on Tisha B'Av than Sefer Yirmiyahu, written by the same author as Eicha. Says the pasuk in Yud Gimel, Asof asifem no mashem. Here Asof means will be gathered in and destroyed. Rashi says lashon klia. Ain't enough in begefen. Vein teina b'teina. There's no fruit. There's no produce. Nothing left. Vo'elan avel vo'atein lohem yavrum. When I give them, will be passed over. Machlokas Rashi Radak. Atein lohem yavrum. What does that mean? All that I give them, meaning the laws. I give them Torah, they violate. Says the Radak. No, it means everything I give them, like fruit and vegetables and grain, it's not going to be here. It's all going to be destroyed. Alma nachnu yoshvim. Chai Yisrael, so to speak, say, what are we doing sitting here? Let's go to the fortified city of Nidma Sham and let's be there. Rashi, Nidma, from Lashon of silence. We have nothing to say, but at least we'll run to those cities. Ki Hashem Elokeinu Hadimanu, He has caused us to become silent. Vayashkenu Meirosh, He has fed us, He has given us to drink the bitter waters. Ki chatanu l'Hashem. There will come a time where we'll finally say chatanu. Kavi l'shalom ein tov. We'll hope for peace, but there won't be any. Leis mar pevine ba'asa. We'll go from the. We'll look for better days, but there won't be any. Midan nishman arach susav. Either the horse is literally becoming of the enemy, or the avera, in Dan, right? The calves that Yerava made, Nachra, Susav, Mikol Salas Abirav, either from the sins that we've done or literally from the enemy, they will be overtaking us. Yimshalech b'chem nechashim tzifonim, the snakes will be coming through. The Alkid Shimoni says, going back to the snake of the Eitz Hadas, the root of all chait, the root of all sin, it's going to get us. It's going to get us, and we're never going to be able to get away from it once we've reached this level. Mavligisi ale yagon, alayli bidavai. There's so much pain and so much sighing and groaning. My heart is full of sorrow. Hine kol shavas basamim eretz marachakim. I hear the sound of my nation from a distant land. Hashem ein b'tzion. What does that mean? The Radak says, Bnei Yisrael are going to say, I can't believe Hashem is here. Look what happened to the city. Or, you're so far away. Don't you realize Hashem is here? Right throughout the perek, blaming and lamenting, all of these emotions, Yirmiyahu HaNavi sees at one time. Of our cuts are kala kayets, all the seasons come and go, and we're no better off than we were earlier. Al shever basami hashbarti. I've been broken by what my nation that's been broken. Kadarti shamechazi kasti. I've become blackened. What does that mean? The Yalkut Shimoni says here, describing that Yirmiyahu HaNavi goes and he sees Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael are busy crying, but they're only crying at night because by day they're being forced to work, and they're only crying at night. Yirmiyahu says, you know what? I'll cry by day and you cry by night. Valein Yirmiyahu Makonein, Bachosiv Kebalaila, Amri Yisrael Yirmiyahu, Naaset Tanai Beinenu, Anu Va'ata, Sha'ata Nasun Bervacha, because you aren't working. Have a Bochev Ayom, Vanu Bochev Balaila, Vechenasu Yirmiyahu Ayabochev Ayom, Bnei Yisrael Bochev Balaila, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael Bochev Balaila, Yirmiyahu Bochev Bayom, Aniev Kebayomo Balaila. I'll cry by both. Shenamar Ve'efke Yom Avalaila, Achalalei Bas Ami. And that's the crying that's going on. Yalka connects that to this pasuk. Hashem also feels it. Hashem also cries. Right, the Gemara beginning of Brachas, that whenever Hashem, we gather and we hear Yeish Mei Rabba, Hashem is so upset, and Hashem is also yearning for the day that there could be a Kiddush Hashem in the world. Hatsari ain begila. There's no healing in Gila and Imrofe ain Sham. There's nobody to heal our wounds. No leaders. Madua lo also aruchas basami. Why haven't we been healed? Why haven't we been healed? Because we haven't done tshuva. Hatzari and Begillah, that's quoted in Tainus Daf Dalet, where the Gemara talks about Hayiftach HaGiladi, the terrible story that he said, whatever comes out of his front door, he's going to give us a karban. His daughter came out, and then he and Pinchas, Chazal say, didn't want to go to each other. He said, I'm the shofet. Pinchas said, I'm the Kohen. And it ended up, tragedy happened. What exactly happened? Did he kill his daughter? Did he not kill his daughter? That is a machlokas, the Eben Ezra and the Ramban, at the end of Vayikra. But the parak starts, but the Gemara introduces that as Hatsari Ein Begilah. There's no healing in Gilad. Look what happened to Yiftach HaGiladi. And then the end of the parak ends off with a pasuk that we know from Tisha B'Av, one of the keynotes that deal with the crusade, starts with this pasuk. Mi'itin Roshi Mai Ve'eni Mekor Dima. I could just cry forever. Ve'evke Yom HaValaylo. The pasuk that we just quoted, Aschali Basami. But we have a little necham at the end of this parak, because the Medrash says this pasuk is not only referring to Klal Yisrael and to Yirmiyahu, but it's referring to Hashem. Hashem is also crying, and we yearn for the day that Hashem will stop his crying and, Be'ed Hashem, wipe up, dry up all the tears, and bring Mashiach. Okay, we'll stop here.